of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to enjoy Life. Life with Luigi, a comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring that celebrated actor, Mr. J. Carroll Nash, with Alan Reed as the Swallow. You know, friends, Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum is a typically American product that appeals to people of all ages and nationalities in all parts of our country. And the Wrigley people feel that Life with Luigi is a typically American radio program, a friendly, enjoyable show that sort of symbolizes the American spirit of tolerance and goodwill. So the makers of refreshing, delicious Wrigley Spearmint Gum are glad to bring you Life with Luigi each week and have you join them in this pleasant half-hour's entertainment. And now let's read Luigi's letter as he writes about his adventures in America to his Mama Basso in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, always I'm writing to you about my big, beautiful city of Chicago where I'm living. But it's time to give you a better idea what a city is look like, I'm sending you a picture postcard. Also, I'm right to having a wonderful time wishing you as you're here. On the back of every postcard, except the one. That's a picture of the stockyard. Then I'm right to having a wonderful time. Stay where you are. Anyway, Mamma Mia, look good on these postcards, and you see what American city is like. First picture is to show you the loop. This is Chicago's busiest section, and you can see autos, buses, taxis, elevators, and streetcars. The little things that's running away, that's the people. I'm also putting a picture of my school building, which I love so much, and where I'm going right tonight. If I know you was a coming, I'm a back a pizza, I'm a back a pizza, I'm a going to here's my college time.
All right, step lively, step lively. Have your transfers ready. All right, move up. Move to the rear of the car, please.
Sure, I'm going to move to my rear.
Hey, you.
Me?
Yeah, this transfer is no good.
How about I just got it from the other trolley driver?
Well, it expired 10 minutes ago.
Expired? Excuse me, I'm going to look into my dictionary. Expired to die. Mamma mia, poor transfer. How come it's a possible transfer should die?
Because it's stamped between 7 and 8, and it's 10 after 8.
10 after 8.
Expired means it's too late to be used.
Oh, please, it's 10 after 8. Look, maybe while we're arguing, you can take me to my school.
There's no arguing. Either you pay your 15 cents to get off the car. Besides, I'm 3 minutes late myself.
You mean your trolley is expired, too?
All right, wise guy, are you getting off?
No, no, please, please, don't get excited. Well, when I'm going to get on the other trolley, I'm going to get a chance, but it is supposed to be good.
Well, it's not. I've been getting so many of these, I'm getting sick of it. Now, look, pay the 15 cents, I'll sign the transfer, give it to you, and you can write the company. Now, is that fair?
Oh, that's fair.
Good. Fair?
Uh-huh, fair.
No, 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 no. Fair. Fair.
Yeah, but I'm agree with you. Fair? Fair.
Fair means 15 cents.
Huh? I better look in my dictionary.
Don't look in anything. Just give me the money.
Huh? Well, that's all right. Mamma mia, I'm better give him 15 cents before it's turned out to be a 25 cents. I'm hoping Miss Spalding isn't all going to be angry because I'm late.
That was very good, Mr. Olson. And now... Well, come in, Mr. Basso.
Oh, thank you, Miss Spalding.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, hello.
You're 20 minutes late, Mr. Basso. What's the excuse?
About a half an hour ago, I'm expired.
What?
That's what I call a good student. He comes to school dead or alive.
Please, Mr. Schultz. What do you mean you're expired, Mr. Basso?
What do you say, Miss Spalding? I'm a guy on the B trolley, go to the end of the line to get a school, I got a transfer with a hole of punch before the D trolley, but a hole was expired. His make a transfer to die because the conductor was a fed. I'm a got a transfer with his name to complain to the company.
Stop, Luigi. I think you're off your trolley.
Wait a minute, Schultz. Well, it is very obvious to me. The conductor told him his transfer was no good. That's happened to millions of people, believe me.
All right, Mr. Vasco, I understand your excuse. Now try not to let it happen again.
Yeah, but it's impossible, Miss Spalding.
Impossible? Why?
Because I'm going to punch the horse in the transversal.
Well, forget it.
Oh, no, Miss Spalding. I'm going to forget it.
What?
Please, Miss Spalding. What I mean is it's not fault of mine. A conductor is argue and a transfer is a good. I'm going to complain.
Stop the spirit, Luigi. Who would I like to tell a trolley car conductor where to get off?
Yeah, I'm going to write it to the company, explain everything, and I say that they give me back my money.
Good for you, Luigi.
That's sticking up for your rights. Do you think it's so, Miss Spalding?
Quite certainly, Mr. Basco. If you think the conductor punched a hole in the wrong place, you have a perfect right to complain. If you think it's worth it.
Well, if the conductor punches a hole, it's a death fault, so it's worth it.
If you don't mind, Luigi, I would like to say something on the subject.
There he goes. Ooh, but I like to punch a hole in him.
Oh, is that so?
Now, please, gentlemen, please, please. What is it, Mr. Olsen?
Well, I would only like to add that there are too few people like Luigi. Most people, they take these little things lying down without doing anything about it. I think the principle of the thing is really important. And if Luigi is willing to take the time to do it, he should be highly commended on his sense of justice.
Himmel, how can a man be so right and thou so wrong? Here, what a thank you, Austin. I'm going to remember when I'm first to come to America. I'm got the wrong number on the telephone, but I'm got to my nickel back.
How did you do it, Luigi? You know, I find it so hard to kick the telephone in the phone booth.
No, I gave the girl my name and address. The next day, the nickel came back in an envelope. I remember, I was so thankful. I put the nickel back in the telephone and called the operator, said, thank you, and I hung up.
Good for you, Mr. Basso. As Mr. Horowitz said, it's good to see someone sticking up for his rights.
Sure. And maybe for letting them know that they will send you a bonus of 15 cents.
Yeah. And then with the 30 cents, you can take a taxi. You don't have to ride in a trolley car.
Yeah. Who knows, Luigi? Maybe from your letters, the company will decide to make it new improvements. Maybe they're going to put in the streetcar soft seats with armrests. Maybe they give indirect lighting with free newspapers. Who knows? They might even visit a new fleet of trolleys and hire only beautiful girls as conductors.
Yeah, but just, you think they would do all this because of my letter?
No, but if you tell them they should do that, maybe you'll get back your 15 cents.
Good morning, Basco.
Oh, hello, Mr. Post Office. You got a something for me, Kelly?
No, not today. But here's something from the Chicago Trolley Company.
Oh, that's a good one. Thank you very much. Here, have a piece of fruit.
Well, thanks. Well, come on.
Yeah, well, it must have been 15 cents they sent me back. There's no money. Dear Mr. Basco, we regret the unfortunate incident you had on our line. Will you please fill out and close the form so that we may settle your claim? Yours truly, J.T. Atkinson, Passenger Traffic Manager. My money. Why do you sell a form? There must be something wrong. I'm better go next door and ask my customer, Pasquale.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale. Hey, look, I'm got this letter.
Trouble, huh, my little banana now?
Oh, Pasquale. Pasquale, I'm a dinner. It's from a trolley company. I had a complaint with a transfer. So I'm stuck up for my rights, and I ask for my money back, and now I'm going to get this letter.
You wrote to the trolley company?
Yeah.
Luigi, I'm afraid to ask. But what did you do now? How much is it going to cost to bail you out and don't expect no help from me?
But, buddy. Why you think this is so much trouble?
I tell you why. Because when you rode a trolley company, is a not the city case.
What do you mean?
Well, your trouble was between a Madison and a Monroe Street, you know?
Yes.
Well, right away is a federal case.
Oh.
You dealing, Luigi, with the Interstate Commerce Committee. Oh. Let me see that friend.
Yeah, all right, but better be careful of it, Squally. You're going to tell it. You see, conductor punched the hole over here.
Terrible. Terrible. The worst.
What's the matter?
You see, when a conductor punched it to say PM, that's to mean a public of money. You should have told him AM.
Why?
Because you're not a citizen. That means the alien of money. Luigi, I hate to tell you this, but are you guilty of a perjury?
You don't say.
If I don't say, how come you hear me? Oh, Luigi, perjury, that's very bad. That's the one step above a Mrs. of demeanor. Now, look, Luigi, trolley companies are going to tell a bus company on you. Oh. They tell the taxis who tip off for the trains. Oh. Then the airplane companies will find out about it and they bar you. Oh. From now on, you're going to be known as Luigi Basco, the man without a vehicle.
Oh, sorry, please, help me out. What am I going to do?
Sure, I'm glad to help you. Because I'm loving you like a son-in-law.
Sure.
Tear up for the form and write back a letter to the company like this, Jack. Dear to who we're to make concern. I'ma never receive your letter, which I'ma thank you for not to send it. I'ma never have a trouble with your company. I'ma like you very much, and I'ma close the 15 cents to go buy your trolley a cigar. Yours is truly, sincerely, Basco. Don't give it a first name. It just sounded like your lawyer made up for the letter, you see. How's that, huh?
Oh, well, that's wonderful, Pasquale. What wouldn't I do without you?
You wouldn't get into trouble, that's the one. Well, Luigi, now that I'm helping you out, I want you to help me out.
Well, sure, Pasquale. What do you want I should do?
To show you've got no hard feelings, you should go for a ride on a trolley car right away.
Oh, well, I'm glad to do that, sir.
And with you, take to my daughter, Rosa. What do you say, my son?
Goodbye, Pop.
Before we return to Life of Luigi, here's a suggestion that millions of people find enjoyable during a busy day. Carry a package of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum with you wherever you go. Then, whenever you want a refreshing little pickup or a taste treat that isn't rich or heavy, chew a stick of Wrigley's Spearmint. The lively, long-lasting spearmint flavor is really delicious. And the good, pleasant chewing adds enjoyment to whatever else you're doing. It satisfies you, gives you the little lift you need, and tides you over till meantime. Try it and see for yourself. Keep Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum handy and enjoy it often every day. Now let's turn to page 2 of Luigi Basco's letter to his mother in Italy.
Hello, so, Mamma Mia. I'm a bit of what a Pasquale told me. I'm a wrote the letter to the company, and I'm a took a trolley car ride all by myself right away, and I'm actually very nice. In the trolley, sign as you say, do not speak to the conductor. So I'm not said a word to the conductor. But I'm a sent him a note to telling him how good he's a drive. He said, give me a funny look, sir. Then he's a holler, step to the rear of the car. Right away, I'm obeying, and I'm stepping so fast to the rear, I'm almost fell out of the back of the trolley. Anyway, you would think all this would have happened? No. 2 days later, I'm receiving another letter, even a worse. I was trying to figure out what to do when...
Luigi, my fellow boo.
Oh, hello, sir.
But how did you make it out, Mr. Trolley?
Look, I'm just received this letter.
Ah, let me see. Huh? Dear Mr. Basco,
We cannot understand your last letter, and we would appreciate your cooperation in helping us to close the files in your case. Please come to Mr. Atkinson's attorney at your earliest talk to you at...
Come on, not lonely. You don't want your finger. Look, they even sent back my transfer.
Why?
I don't know. Conductor, give it to me. I'm going to send it to the company. They sent it back, and now I'm going to bring it in again.
See, my transfer is doing more traveling than their trolley cars.
Louise, Luigi, here in the letter is 15 cents.
Yeah, I know. I sent it to them.
Luigi, who told you to do that,
Pasquale?
Ah, Pasquale, no wonder you are so fashioned. Now, Luigi, you go right down to that company and talk to them.
Yeah, but I'm afraid.
Afraid? Where is the Luigi that said he would stick up for his ride? If it was their fault, so it was worth the trouble, even though it's only 15 cents.
Yeah, you're right, Schultz. This is America, and I'm not afraid to see nobody. I'm going to go right now and see Mr. Atkinson.
That's the spirit, Luigi. And smile. Be like me. Always happy. Always laughing. My rheumatism is killing me.
Have an appointment with Mr. Atkinson.
Oh, look, I'm going to tell you for a half hour. He's alert me I should come down to my earliest convenience. Now is my earliest.
Well, what do you wish to see him about?
It's about the 15 cents he's owe me.
Oh, just a minute. I'll buzz him.
Yes?
Mr. Atkinson, Mr. Jenkins wanted me to remind you about the 5 o'clock meeting of the Railway Commission.
I know all about it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, there's a Mr. Luigi Basco here. He's come to collect a personal debt.
Personal
debt? Yes, it's 15 cents.
What? Don't tell him I'm out for the day.
All right, then I'm going to wait until you come back.
What?
I'm going to brought you a letter, and I'm coming for my 15 cents.
Oh, all right. Send them in.
Hmm. So you may go in now, Mr. Basco.
Thank you.
15 cents. I didn't think Mr. Atkinson needed money that bad.
Come in, sir. I didn't realize it was you. If I remember correctly, you sent us a rather odd letter.
What is it? Isn't no rush with the business, Mr. Atkinson? In your letter, you say you want to talk with me. So maybe we talk first, huh? How's it a stick kind of business? Then? You make a nice living?
Yes, yes. Now, what's more important, as passenger traffic manager, it's my duty to investigate complaints. And frankly, I understand that at that terminus, there have been quite a few. Well, I try to eliminate the causes, so suppose you tell me what happened that day. Start from the beginning.
From the beginning?
Yes.
Well, the alarm clock as it went off at that the morning, and I'm a jump out of bed.
No. Start from the time you boarded that first trolley.
Oh.
Exactly what time was it?
Was 7:10.
Are you sure it was 7:10?
When the little hand is on a 7, and the bigger handle is on a 2, what time is it, sir?
And the little handle is on the 7 and the big handle is on the 2. Let's say it was 7:10. You were boarded the trolley where?
Staten and Monroe.
Keep going.
Huh?
Keep going.
All right. Staten and Madison, Staten and Monroe, Staten and Adams, Staten and Jackson.
Wait a minute. What are you doing?
You said keep going, so I'm gone.
Well, stop.
I can't.
Why not?
I'm got another mile to go before I'm get off.
Mr. Basco, I'm trying to find out what happened when you boarded that first car.
Oh. Well, I'm going to give the conductor 15 pennies. He's going to give me a dime and a nickel. I'm going to drop the dime on the floor and I bend down to look for it. A lady is a full of them.
All right, let's forget the lady.
Huh? Forget the lady?
Yes.
Mr. Atkinson, that's not the night. The lady is a full of me. I'm going to pick it up.
All right. Pick her up. Now, did that first conductor give you the transfer in question?
Sure. That's where maybe he's a mistake. Was a bigger crowd. Maybe he's got a nervous. And he's a punch a hole between a 7 and 8 instead of 8 and 9.
Mr. Basco, are you sure you didn't find that transfer?
Somewhere, like an old one in your pocket or on the street or... Mr. Atkinson, you think I'm allowed to? All right, sir. Keep on my money. And from now on, I'm going to take all of my business to the bus, sir.
Please, Mr. Basco, I'm just trying to...
Hello.
Hello, Atkinson. Will you come up to my office? We've got to prepare for the Railway Commission meeting.
Oh, yes, sir. Just let me finish a complaint I have on the State Street terminus.
Oh, that's sore spot.
Oh, no, it's no sore spot. Seats are fine, but the crunch butters are no good.
Please, Mr. Baskerville.
I've got an idea, Atkinson. Bring the man up with you.
Well, come along. Mr. Baskerville, do you realize that you just spoke to our president?
Mamma mia, how did it come? How much out of you was the president's woman? Honey, you was your name, Mr. Jennison.
Yes. Will you sit down, please? A cigar, Mr. Bastow?
No, I'm sorry. I'm no got any.
I'm giving you one.
Oh, thank you. I'm a done man if I'm a do. That's the page. My favorite, the brandy. It's a nice one. Well, gentlemen, what do you kind of do for me?
Mr. Basco, I have a very important reason for asking you to come here. But first, I want to make sure that we understand each other's position.
Yeah. You got my 15 cents and I'm a wanted.
Basco, what I mean is we are bound by certain rules handed down by the Railway Commission. For instance, would you mind reading me the rules on the back of your transfer?
Why, you forget them?
I just want to make sure you understand. Give it to me and I'll read them.
All right, you're here.
Thank you. This transfer is issued, it says, subject to the rules of the Chicago College Transit Lines, which is published in the tariffs and special regulations, is good for transfer to connecting lines in the same general direction away from the district of issue, near direct route only, and is not good in any line which returns the point of origin or the general locality thereof. Mr. Basco, do you understand that?
Huh?
I said, do you understand that?
Now, do you?
Of course.
Well, I think you explain to me.
Oh, very well. When a transfer is returned, issued, the regulation, the commission, Mr. Bastow, I don't see...
No, please, Mr. Jennifer. I'm going to want to make a trouble. Maybe I'm going to get on to you at the wrong time. It's a slow season with the trolleys, and you can't pay the 15 cents.
That's not the point.
No. It isn't nothing to be ashamed of. I'm going to get the same thing in my business. Only is it slow all the time. If it's too much for your company to pay all in one at a time, you're sending me a penny a week for 15 a week.
It is not the 15 cents, Mr. Basco. Chicago Trolley Transit is worth over $20 million. With a great public utility serving over 4 million people. Does that mean anything to you?
Yes. You don't want to give me my money.
Mr. Basco.
You owe me 15 cents. All right, well, charge me for the cigar and you just give me a dime. All right, they're going to give me no money. Let me ride the home for nothing and then we even.
Mr. Jenkins, we're not getting anywhere. We've got to be at that board meeting in 15 minutes.
15 minutes? Oh, good heavens. Come, Mr. Basco. It's too late to explain now. I've got an idea. I'm taking you to the Railway Commission. Let them hear our side of it from just a plain citizen.
Mamma mia. Railway Commission. Pasquale was right. I'm not going to be the man without a vehicle.
All right, Mr. Jenkins, you may proceed with your appeal.
Thank you. If it pleases the commission, I would like to introduce Mr. Luigi Basco, a typical passenger on our trolley lines who has a typical complaint. Now, Mr. Basco...
No, please, don't send me away. I'm going to promise you, I'm going to walk every day to school. I'm never even going to look on a trolley car, not even on a kitty car.
But, Mr. Basco...
All right, keep your money, keep your cigar. I'm only smoking half anyway. Please, just let me stay in America. Yeah.
No, Mr. Basco, I don't understand this. Now, will you just show the commission your transfer?
All right. I know it's a look terrible. I'm a look guilty, but it's not my fault. Conductor is a punch the hole between 7 and 8. But everybody is a handle of transfer so much the hole is between 5 and 9.
Oh, please, Mr. Basco, I must say, you're not helping my company one bit.
Huh?
I brought you here to present our case. You are doing us a favor. You see, we're trying to provide our passengers with a safer, more comfortable ride. We want to prove that our State Street line extends for more than an hour. And if you will tell your story...
Mr. Pasquale, I talked to the commission, and I told them that it would help them to get a loan. And maybe if they could not, they raised the rate. Anyway, I'm going to tell the story, and everything was to turn out to fine. The president is to call me by my first name, I'm going to call him by his last name. And then they give me just a present.
You see, Luigi, like I always told you, in America, you got to fight for your rights. Well, I'm no care what's to happen as long as you're happy enough to take a roaster for the movies. Hey, here comes the trolley car. Is that a roaster of mine? Hey, roaster! Roaster!
I'm coming, Papa! Oh, Luigi, I feel so
good! Turn around, I say.
What picture are we going to see, Luigi?
It's a woman on the run with the Anna Sheridan.
Hey, you sure you don't want to see a woman in the park with a roaster?
Turn out the scary tanks. I'm no care for double officials. Well, here we are.
All right, step up. Have your fares ready, please.
I don't need no fares, Mr. Trolley. Here's a two transfers.
What?
Yes, it is, just 11.
Well, it's signed by Mr. Jenkins. These transfers are good any day, provided they are punched properly. All right. Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. These aren't punched.
That's it, I said. We got a private joke. See this, sir? He's a present from the company.
A puncher?
That's it, right. And I see what is it say at that.
This puncher has been presented to Mr. Basco, and he may punch any time he wants to on the transfer. Well, glory be, the company's got the sense of humor.
So long, Pasquale. And look, I'm no more the man without a vehicle. I'm the man with a punch. So, Mamma Mia, it was a very exciting time for me, and I'm approved it's a pay to stand up for your rights. But then I had a funny thought to which I never thought about it before. Was about the trolley company. They're calling me wonderful names. They apologize to me. They praise me. They gave me 2 dozen transfers and a bunch. They gave me everything. But they never gave me back my 15 cents. The 11th son of Luigi Basco, the little immigrant.
Folks, the makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum hope you've enjoyed tonight's episode of Life with Luigi. And they want to remind you to stop at your merchant's display of chewing gum next time you're at the store. Get a few packages of refreshing, delicious Wrigley Spearmint and take them home for the whole family to enjoy. Wrigley Spearmint Gum is the ideal family treat because it's wholesome and helpful. It gives long-lasting enjoyment and it costs so little. Besides, as you know, chewing Wrigley Spearmint is good for the teeth and digestion. So remember to get Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum when you do your shopping. Everybody likes it. Everybody appreciates it when you pass it around. The makers of Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum invite you to listen next week at this time when Luigi Basco writes another letter to his Mama Basco in Italy. Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is directed by Mr. Howard. Mac Benoff writes the script with Lou Dermot. J. Carol Nash is starred as Luigi Basco with Alan Reed as Pasquale, Hans Conried as Schultz, Jody Dovett as Rosa, Mary Shipp as Miss Spalding, Joe Forte as Horowitz, and Ken Peters as Olsen. Music is under the direction of Lud Gluskin. Bob Stevenson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.